Hey Rex, Andy here from The Point. You got a couple minutes to chat about the Arcadia Main Street Oyster Festival?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect, man. So, first off, tell me how you got kind of roped into this Shuck and Swallow contest.
Boy, that rope is the word.
Yeah.
Todd Van Hurt from Humble Bay Oyster. The Humble Bay Oyster Company has been a friend of mine ever since he was actually went to school at Humboldt. And I've been friend to his family, and they used to spend holidays with us. And over the last few years, since the last 5 or 6 years since he started actually having a booth there, he's been using one of my big barbecues, and I've been able to help cook for a couple years, and whenever I didn't have Little League or anything like that, and that was always all sorts of fun. So this year, with Connor and the boys dropping out and them changing the focus on it, I told Todd, he asked me if I'd do it, and I he said, you could challenge my fellow supervisor, Mark Lovelace, since I'm going into his arcade area, and I'm usually pretty busy barbecuing, but I thought for the good cause in Main Street and for the fun of it, I'd do it. So looks like I'm going to be swallowing some oysters.
Right on. Yeah, so what's the story with I was hoping we get Mark Lovelace in, but he's sounds like he's not up to the challenge from what I heard.
Well, he said he's going to be pouring beer, and I said to him, geez, I got a lot of people in there pouring beer. I said, I'm going to be cooking, 5,000 or 6,000 oysters. I'm going to be doing. I just figured just to help the cause along, we could go over there. But I guess he's pretty committed to pouring his beer.
Right. Well, at least we know where his priorities stand: beer over oysters. So.
I think there's a lot of people that have that priority. So yeah. Either one's a good deal. The main thing is the Main Street's getting supported, and it's gonna, it helps. Helps a lot of things that happen on the plaza, it looks like. I'm not in Arcade all that often, but I know they do a lot of stuff for Halloween, and I know they do some stuff at Christmas, so.
Right. I've seen you helping Todd out the past couple of years, because Todd gives us the oysters for the Shuck and Swallow contest, so you're usually over there helping barbecue?
Yeah. Somebody said, your pitcher's in the, I guess I was, something, but yeah, I usually end up helping him, and Todd's a great guy. They don't come any better, and he's a good ambassador for the oyster guys, Connor and Greg Dale, and just, they're all such good people, and they all donate to the community. I mean, I don't do a auction without them. Somebody's donating oysters or something like that. So that's a good thing to look back on. Humboldt County is 85% or 90% of all the oysters that are consumed in California are grown right here. So that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And so then, Connor and Aiden, they've been the reigning champs for, I think, the past like 3, 4, or 5 years, and they're not in it this year. Was there pressure from you for them to get out? Did you want to clean?
I'm pretty sure they heard I was thinking about getting in. I'm sure they thought they'd try to get out as gallantly.
Right.
Connor probably tried to get out as, gracefully as possible.
Yeah, and plus it makes it easier for you.
He has his booth, his whole family's there, and Connor's getting to do what we all want to do. He's getting to go out on top.
Yeah, that's the best way to go, and you've got a clean shot to victory on this one. So then tell me about your shucker. We got we call him the Godfather, but you got Kevin helping you out?
Oh, I mean, what do you do? I mean, the guy's got to be, I mean, he sells knives, he's got to be good with them.
Yeah, let's hope.
He may be one of the biggest, best shuckers I've ever known.
One bad shucker.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, I think it's great Kevin's getting involved too. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. I've known him, before he expanded the store all the way out and stuff like that. And he's another guy that helps out with the community a lot. And it's just a fun event to have a good time. Everything in life is so serious all the time. And I mean, everything's a scorched earth policy, as Chris Crawford used to say, life or death, and it's really not. We'll work through everything and make it work. None of us are doing anything and gonna leave tomorrow. I plan on got a plot of land up there off of Broadway. I plan on living in the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, as they say, we're all totally equal once you're standing in front of 4 dozen raw oysters.
That might be part of it too. And from what I understand, we've got one of my former Little Leaguers is going to be doing it this year.
No way.
So, yeah, I heard Garrison Fink. I got that name keeps coming. I think he's a 7th or an 8th grader here.
He's
been wanting to do it. If I was a betting man, I'd probably bet on him, but I couldn't. I can't do that because I'm one of the horses in the race.
That's right.
Garrison's an oyster-eating fool, and he's all excited, I heard. So
I
don't know if there's an age limit. If he's not in it, boy, I'm getting a break. Let me tell you, that young blood would have probably
hit
all up.
Right. I'm always shocked because when you see any of these, like, eating contests, on TV or whatever, it's, you know, the guy that can eat like a million hot dogs in 3 minutes.
Yeah, that little tiny guy?
Yeah. He weighs like 117 pounds or something like that. So, you know.
161 after the oyster, after the hot dog eating contest.
Right. And so then, as far as eating raw oysters, are you a raw oyster guy? Or are you more barbecue and you more grilling them?
No, I like them. You know, I'll tell you what. The fresh raw oysters out of Humboldt Bay, I tell people if they're good and fresh, oh, I can't stand them. I said, well, you haven't eaten a good one out of fresh one out of Humboldt Bay, because they've almost got a sweet tinge to them the way they're grown. You know, and those racks are off the mud floor. There's a reason that 85 or 90% of the oysters in consumed in California are done in Humboldt. They do it better. They do it right.
Yeah, and then as
we're fortunate.
How many raw oysters do you think you've had in one sitting before?
Oh, I know I've eaten a couple dozen in one sitting. I don't, you know, and that was over an amount of time one evening when they first opened the old oyster bar down there at the waterfront, maybe 20, 25, 30 years ago. It's been a while since I've sat down and got a whole bunch down, but I always want to get six or eight when I'm, you know, I always like a few raw ones before you have the cooked ones. It just gives you both sides of the flavor.
Well, it's a 4 dozen, and I'm trying to think what the record was. Connor Aiden, I think last year, I think just bested their previous record. I think it was like 3 minutes and 20-something seconds, just off the top of my head. So
Connor's a swallowing god. I mean, that's all we can say, I guess. He's got it. I guess the proper word is he's got it down.
He's got it down, and he keeps it down somehow.
Okay, better yet.
yeah, keeping it down. Where there was now a current employee of ours, Andrew Goff, I remember a couple years ago, tried, he entered the contest, and let's just say keeping it down was not his strong suit.
Well, Andrew's like a legend in journalism, isn't he?
Depends how you define legend, I guess, but, you know, he's around.
I think I've met him a couple times at a couple of campaign party. I think he was at my campaign party.
That's okay. Yeah. Know. Yeah. He's you know.
And he didn't throw darts at me, so I like that.
Yeah. Well, he throws a couple at me up here, but he's our.
Gosh knows I'm an easy target.
Well, I'm sure you'll do a lot better than him in the contest. I think he maybe got a dozen down, and then I think a couple of them came up, and we've got photos around somewhere. We used to shame him once in a while.
Well, it should be fun. Should be had by all, I hope.
Yeah. So, you got any last words for some of the challengers? Because some folks are already. I've been hearing whispers around the building that you and the Godfather, you and Kevin, are already. You guys are sort of the heavy-handed favorites here in the building.
Tell them, you know, it's just a good idea to run with the favorite.
Run with the favorite, and then for folks who are still on the fence, we've still got, I think, one or two spots open for teams. Folks might be thinking about not entering because you and Kevin are on. You want them to stay out?
Well, no, I mean, I think getting defeated is humbling. I mean, and I think if somebody wants to be humbled, come on in.
All right. It always feels better when you win to be, you know, triumphing over more than less, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know something is you know, yeah, that's a good answer. No, I think it'll be a fun day. We'll be had by all.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to it. Rex, thanks for taking a bit of time to chat with me, man.
You bet. No, hey, thanks for calling, too. I appreciate it, okay?
Right on. Take care, Rex.
All right, man. See you, buddy.
Ciao.